You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. My co-host, Veronica Rickert, is off this week. It is spring, and it's maple syrup season. Well, I tend to think of maple syrup as something, you know, pour over the pancakes, the waffles, if I'm feeling zany, ice cream. Our next guest says its flavors add a new wrinkle to a lot of different recipes, like tenderloin, Brussels sprouts, chicken, even cocktails. With us now for Food Friday is Brett Laidlaw. He's author of the book Trout Caviar, Recipes from a Northern Forager. He blogs at Trout Caviar, and he also taps his own maple syrup. Brett, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks, Rob. I'm delighted to be with you.
Well, before we get to recipes, how is your maple syrup running so far?
It's been really on and off this year. I haven't tapped a lot of trees this year, but it started off looking like it was going to be a pretty great year, and then the temperatures got too warm for a few days where they weren't dropping down below freezing at night, which is a necessary thing to happen for the sap to really flow. I had three or four decent days, and it's been kind of just barely trickling lately.
And how much sap do you need to collect for, you know, a jar of maple syrup, a pint or something?
Well, the standard ratio that people tend to use with maple syrup, sap to syrup, is it's about 40 to 1. So 40 units of sap to that same amount of syrup. I tend to find that I get a little better yield than that, and most people that I know do a little better than 40 to 1. But for a quart, you'd need about 8 to 10 gallons of sap to start with.
And is there something to having your own maple syrup? Does maple syrup from Brett Laidlaw's tree taste different than the person down the road or the person a county over?
I have to think that it does. You know, these trees are drawing up that particular groundwater through their roots and passing it through the sapwood of those particular trees. It has to have a particular flavor. And I know that that the syrup that I've made from my own trees definitely has a different taste from what you can buy in the stores. Even if it's a local product, the people who are doing it commercially are generally buying sap from a number of different places in their area, so it gets to be a bit more of a generic product in that case. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Still, pure maple syrup is still great, but that local stuff from your own property definitely, I think, has a distinctive flavor.
So most of us, I'll speak for myself here, I'm probably never going to tap my own maple syrup. So can you make the case, you just said pure maple syrup, a case for, if we're going to use it for cooking or whatever, getting the real stuff, accepting no substitutes to real maple syrup.
Yeah. Well, I should start by saying that I'm the son of Canadians. Both of my parents were from Winnipeg. And
it's
so
on your flag there. You got to have the real
stuff. The land of the maple leaf. And it was drummed into us from a very early age that pure maple syrup has absolutely nothing to do with that pancake syrup, be it Aunt Jemima or the beloved Mrs. Butterworth. So it is, it's a totally natural product. It has one ingredient. It's maple sap that's boiled into syrup. There's nothing else in it, nor can there be, I think, most places by law. So it cannot be replicated by any chemical process or, you know, whatever you want to do with your high fructose corn syrup, your dyes and your flavors and your shapely bottles. It's not the same thing.
We are talking about maple syrup and cooking with maple syrup on today's edition of Food Friday. Forager and maple tapper Brett Laidlaw is with us. Well, let's get into cooking. In your book, Trout Caviar, you use maple syrup for a lot of different stuff. First, open us up to the idea of maple syrup not as a topping, but as an ingredient.
Right. Well, you can use maple syrup any place you want something sweet. I mean, because whatever the other flavors are that you detect in real maple syrup, it is unquestionably, it's an extremely sweet product. So if you want to add a little bit of sweetness to, well, often you want to balance the acidity in a vinaigrette, say, with a little sweetness. Maple syrup is great for that. Another really common use is in marinades for meats or even fish. you again might want like a kind of a sweet sour balance to a marinade or a glaze if you're grilling meats. So it's extremely versatile because, you know, it can be just, it can replace sugar, honey, molasses, any other sweet element that you might generally, you know, find more commonly called for in recipes.
Well, let's get into some recipes now. One that you sent us, maple ramp marinated chicken paillards.
Right.
I think I'm saying that right. We've got this one, by the way, on the Central Time Facebook page.
I'd go with paillard.
All right. First of all, what is a paillard?
Well, it's something flat.
Yeah, it sounds better than flat thing.
It's a flat piece of meat, and usually I think in French cooking it's a chicken thigh that's had been boned, have the bone removed, and then you kind of you just wail away at it with something flat and heavy to flatten it out, so you get a nice, fairly even. It's kind of the scallopini process, but not quite so thin as that. But you just want to get it kind of thin-ish so that it cooks more evenly. In this case, we're grilling it. And in that recipe, I combine maple syrup, which as a forager, thinking about going through the year and, you know, what foods come first, the maple syrup is really the first thing to happen because even though it's... Well, you can drink maple sap, and it's pretty delicious in its own right. It's cold and a little bit sweet and slightly woody tasting. But the syrup you make from it is like the first thing that comes up in the wild foods year. And one of the next thing that comes up is ramps, those wild leeks or wild onions that have become the darling of many a gourmet chef in recent years. So I thought it was nice to combine the maple syrup and the ramps in a marinade for these chicken thighs. So it's a really simple recipe. There's a little bit of lemon juice in there. You're always, with something as sweet as maple syrup, you're always looking to balance that sweetness with something on the other end of the spectrum. So the chicken thighs get a simple marinade of the syrup, some lemon juice, some chopped ramps. I don't think there's much else in there. And then they just go on a nice hot fire and get a nice crispness and a glaze on them from the maple syrup.
And does the maple syrup kind of caramelize on there as you're grilling?
It does. It does, yeah. So you want to watch it anytime you're grilling with any kind of sugar in a glaze or marinade. You want to keep a close eye on it and probably not have your meat too close to the fire. But I do find that maple syrup, maybe because it's cooked in a sense, it's boiled is how it's made. You're reducing all that sap into syrup. It seems to me that it tends not to burn as easily as if you use, say, honey or just straight sugar in a marinade or glaze. So that's an advantage when you're grilling with maple syrup also.
So between the chicken thigh, the ramps, the maple, the lemon, sounds like it's got probably kind of a rich and maybe a smoky flavor from the maple?
Well, yeah, and from the fire.
Well, right.
it's a lovely, simple, and seasonal dish. And I had somebody, this is a bold claim, I don't make it myself, but somebody reading the blog made the recipe and said it was the best grilled chicken they'd ever had.
Wow.
So there's a testimonial out there for you.
So that's something I'd want to try, but say there aren't ramps around, I'm not growing them myself, I don't find them, I'm not a forager, I'm not at the farmer's market, could I make do with leeks or scallions or something like that?
Absolutely, yeah. Leeks, scallions, shallots, pretty much any onion component could fill in for the ramps with, and maybe I always find that there's a garlicky element to ramps, so you could add a little bit of garlic along with whatever other onion component you chose to replace the ramps with.
And when you're doing a marinade with maple syrup, how long do you usually let it marinate for to really get that flavor soaked in there?
Well, with something like the chicken paillards, where there's a lot of surface area, a couple of hours is sufficient. Probably you could do it overnight and refrigerate it, or do it for a couple of hours at room temp. Yeah, if you're going to leave it at room temp, I wouldn't do it for more than a couple of hours. Refrigerated if you're going to do it for longer than that.
We're talking about cooking with maple syrup, and you can join the conversation at 800-642-1234. Do you use maple syrup for anything other than the pancakes and the waffles? What do you do with it? What tips would you share? Or do you have a question about a way to make use of maple syrup, whether you buy it at a store or tap and boil your own? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page. And while you're there, check out that Maple Ramp Marinated Chicken Paillards recipe. New word in my vocabulary there. We'll pick up our conversation with forager and maple tapper Brett Laidlaw after these headlines with Kristen Durst.
Short stack of griddle cakes, melted butter, maple syrup, lightly heated, slice of ham. Nothing beats the taste sensation when maple syrup collides with ham.
This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. That was Agent Dale Cooper from Twin Peaks dropping some truth about maple syrup. On today's edition of Food Friday, we're talking about maple syrup and some fresh ideas for cooking with it. You're welcome to join in. Do you have a question about maple syrup for our guest, Brett Laidlaw, or a tip or idea to share about cooking with it? Call 800-642-1234. You can share your thoughts on the Central Time Facebook page, get a recipe while you're there. Brett Laidlaw stays with us. He blogs at Trout Caviar. His book is Trout Caviar Recipes from a Northern Forager. Let's go right to a caller. We've got Erica in Lake Tomahawk. Erica, hi.
Hello.
Hey, Erica.
Hi, I'm just out here cooking sap as we speak. Been at it since about 6 this morning.
Nice.
I was just we get a lot of recipes from the Wisconsin Maple Producers Association, Maple Syrup Producers Association, and we make my honey and I make just a ham glaze like you were talking about, and maple cheesecake that just. It'll thump your thighs.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that. Good luck with this year's crop. And Brett, there is something, as Twin Peaks taught us, about the combination of maple syrup and ham and pork product in general. Any good thoughts on cooking in that direction?
I love that little clip. I fully agree. And I should say that I've been smoking my own bacon for the last probably 15 years or so. And the cure for that bacon, that pork belly, is maple syrup and salt. That's it. So I would say probably the majority, or at least the largest part, the largest single use of maple syrup in my house is in curing pork belly for that home smoked bacon, which is amazingly easy. And the recipe is in my cookbook and on my blog as well. But yeah, I love maple syrup. On ham, on sausage at breakfast, or as a glaze for a pork chop. It's my go-to preparation. Something just as simple as a nice thick cut pork chop, salt and maple syrup. Let that sit for a while, and then give it a nice smoky grilling. That's hard to beat.
Thanks a lot for the call. We'll go to Terry in Waupaca next. Terry, hi.
Hi. I was listening to the show, and I'm right here cooking with maple syrup right now, so I thought I'd call in.
What are you making?
I'm making bacon apple chicken burgers with a maple cranberry sauce using Waupaca maple syrup from Eisentrout Farms.
Oh, man, that
Terry,
sounds awesome.
Terry, cranberry and maple together, so you got the sweet and the tart together.
Right, and then the bacon and the apple and the burgers, ugh. Fabulous.
That sounds fantastic, Terry. Thank you. So just, that reminds you of your marinade there with lemon juice and maple. This is cranberry and maple together, Brett.
Right, yeah. As I say, it's often, the balancing the sweetness with something tart, with something tangy, mustard, cranberry, vinegar, lemon juice, wine. Those are all great things to pair with that sweetness, and they create something. It's a greater than the sum of its parts flavor to me, especially when you use maple syrup, which is more than just sweet. It's round and it's deep and it's aromatic. When you counter the sweetness with something tart, it comes together into a new whole, as it were.
Terry, enjoy those burgers. We are talking about cooking with maple syrup on Food Friday. Brett Laidlaw is with us. Our next caller is Danny in Muskego. Danny, hi.
Hi.
Hey, Danny.
I'm also out boiling my fat. The last of the year, I took off all my buckets yesterday. And I only have four trees in my yard, but I only did three this year. Mm-hmm. I really like to use maple syrup directly on cooked sweet potatoes, maybe a little cinnamon on top of it, too, or in baked apples. I also
Lovely.
Use it for sweetening tea, and I prefer to use it over sugar, you know, regular table sugar, because it has only 30% fructose instead of the 50% that's in table sugar.
Uh-huh.
Interesting, Danny. Thanks a lot. So, yeah, can you mostly, Brett, use maple syrup where you would use sugar in maybe cooking, maybe not baking, I'm guessing.
Right. Yeah, in some baking applications as well, you could. We've got a little tartlet recipe up on, I don't know if you guys, I think you were maybe going to put it on your website, but it's a recent blog post of mine where maple syrup is used in a tart filling. But, yes, to sweeten your coffee, your tea. Just about anything in a general cooking application, maple syrup can take the place of white sugar or brown sugar.
And we got an email from Grant who says, I'm a brewer. I've used Wisconsin maple syrup brewing buckwheat maple ale.
Wow.
Now, I know some things, like some flavors don't go through the brewing process, Brett. I don't know if you're familiar with brewing with maple, but would that hold it in there?
I do not know. Okay. That's way outside my realm.
Or maybe that's something where they add maple later. But but the taste combination would work, I would think.
I'd love to hear more about that. I like the idea of maple and buckwheat also. That seems very northern, kind of exotically northern.
Yeah, yeah. Grant, you can send a keg care of Wisconsin Public Radio.
Send one here to Eau Claire as well.
Oh, actually, before I get back to callers, the beverage reminds you, you've got a cocktail in your cookbook with maple syrup.
Yeah, I've got a couple of them. I think maybe the one you're talking about is where it's combined with the apple brandy, the Calvados.
Yeah, yeah, it was like a cure, you called it, I think.
Yeah, I love to use them. But we have a lot of apple trees on our property as well as maples, and I find that apple and maple just go together beautifully. And so that cocktail, I think, is just a simple combination of a bit of maple syrup, not too much, some sparkling water, and a little shot of apple brandy. Calvados or good old American Applejack would work equally well.
Let's get back to our callers. We've got Kathy on the line in Fitchburg. Kathy, hi.
Hi. I have a very unusual, I think, use for maple syrup. We were visiting some friends overnight, and the next day my friend made a great breakfast, and her son said, of course maple syrup was on the table, said, can we bring out the cheddar cheese? And proceeded to dip cheddar cheese in maple syrup. And I was astonished, but I tried it, and it's really delicious.
Now, Kathy, how sharp was the cheese, the cheddar?
You know, I think it was kind of just an ordinary, you know, these were kids who were, you know, mm-hmm. in the family. So I think it was kind of an ordinary, like, medium cheddar. But, you know, I even imagine it would be fabulous with a nice sharp cheddar.
Kathy, thanks. I was going to say, Brett, a sharp cheddar would be good. Is that, have you tried this experiment, cheddar and maple syrup?
I haven't tried straight maple syrup on sharp cheddar, but I do often when I serve I love the aged Gouda we get from the Marika Gouda in Thorpe, Wisconsin, and I came up with a little apple cranberry relish, including maple syrup, that I like to serve with that. But, that idea of serving the straight maple syrup, you know, a lot of times on your cheese plates in the fancier restaurants these days, you'll get a drizzle of honey on cheese. And I hadn't thought of doing that with maple syrup, but I'll bet it would be great, especially if you maybe reduce the maple syrup a bit to give it a little more viscosity, to more like honey-like viscosity. You could drizzle that over a piece of sharp cheddar. I'm going to try that.
Restaurateurs, take heed there. Sandra, next in Mishicot, is with us. Sandra, hi.
Hello.
Hey.
I wanted to mention that we make our maple syrup, too, from our 20 acres maple woods, and I use it quite a bit in baking.
Mm-hmm.
I also have the Wisconsin Maple Syrup Producers Cookbook. It has some very good cookie recipes in there that my family likes.
Mm-hmm.
Sandra, thanks a lot for sharing that, and enjoy those cookies. Brett, as we wrap up, you've tapped some little hit or miss this year, it sounds like. What is your plan? What are you going to do with your maple syrup over the next couple of weeks?
Well, I'll just, you know, keep it on hand in the kitchen, and I reach for it on a very regular basis. So it's there whenever inspiration strikes, really.
All right, Brett, thank you so much for joining us today. It's been a lot of fun.
My pleasure. Nice talking to you, Rob.
That was Brett Laidlaw with us for Food Friday. He's author of the book Trout Caviar, Recipes from a Northern Forager. We have a maple syrup recipe over at the Central Time Facebook page for the chicken paillards, grilled chicken marinated in maple syrup, among other things.